Hi everyone, it's Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. If you haven't heard already, we're in a partnership with a great gaming company called Metallic Dice Games. They provide some of the best looking dice and accessories at an affordable price. And here at the Brothel, we're going to make that great price even better. By using our exclusive promo code RBP10 at checkout, you can get 10% off your entire purchase. Even better, Metallic Dice Games is giving a bit of it back to the show to help us cover expenses. So snag yourself a set of premium dice over at metallicdicegames.com and help support the podcast by using promo code RBP10. Check it out today.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
When last we left our protagonists, you were deep in the bowels of the dead city, having just gone into a strange chapel of some sort and fought a giant skeletal gilded raven, which you slew after it was temporarily banished to another plane. And now you are still standing in said chapel, surrounded by the glittering gilded bones of said raven scattered all across the floor.
Well, that was a heck of a fight.
Yeah, I did a cool thing, and then we just kept fighting anyway.
There we go. Yes, that was a heck of a fight, and I need to heal up, and we need to go.
Speaking of, I was going to go over here and see what was going on with this gate, Dave, so I'm just kind of haphazardly moving myself over here.
Okay. It is a big iron portcullis in a pretty tall stone wall with battlements at the top and towers on either side. You don't see any like obvious way to open it from where you are.
Sure.
It's possible that the chain is in one of those towers, but they're a little far away from the portcullis for what you'd usually expect, but possible.
Okay, I have a question. How do I separate Pipsky and Nushka's tokens? Because they've gotten pulled apart.
That's illegal in 12 states, by the way.
Do you mean like when you move one, you're just moving both?
Yeah, but they can still get hung up on like a pillar and get separated and then can't be moved back together.
It's probably because you have both tokens selected, right?
Yeah, but I can't unselect both.
You should just be able to click anywhere else on the map to deselect stuff.
You would think.
I mean, that's what I can do.
Wow.
Okay. Actually, there is a setting that it's possible you may have unselected or something. If you go into settings, there's one called left clicked to release objects. Make sure you have that checked.
How high is this wall, Dave?
Oh, it's really big. it's about 50 feet tall.
Okay.
Where's this red light coming from?
Everywhere and nowhere. It's just sort of there.
It's called a lighting effect.
It's ambient.
Or a lighting effect.
Next thing you know, he's going to have fucking lens flares.
It's emanating out, so I just was trying to understand.
It's all coming from within the chapel. Like, none of it's outside the chapel.
Just dagger thingy.
That's your holy weapon, or spiritual weapon.
I assume that's going to disappear after, what is it, last a minute, the spell?
I think so.
Can everybody still fly so we can just get over this wall?
Yeah, we can all fly.
You could try, but keep in mind that the wind is blowing something fierce.
Poor Dave has all these obstacles, and we're just like, fly over infinitely high wall. You cannot fly over it. I actually feel sorry for you. Like, you have to get really creative.
No, I mean, we can avoid this. I just don't know if I want to spend the spell slot or not.
Hey, Rook, go ahead and make a charisma save for me.
Okay. Keyboard broke. Been broken for a while, and I just haven't paid for a new one. 19.
Okay. You find yourself sort of staring down at the floor at all of the golden raven bones. And you realize at this moment, as you sort of like shake your head and you realize that your hand is reaching out and just about to pick one up before you're like, wait, what?
Dave, can we see the towers on this map, or are they just assumed to be somewhere?
They are, you can sort of see the silhouettes, because again, it is very dark, but they are like over here and over here.
Okay, so they're not like infinitely far away, they're like 50 feet down an alleyway.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I can visually see them, but I'll actually move up to the wall and start seeing if I can inspect the, is that them theoretically right yep. here?
Okay. Yes, it is.
How tall is this building?
That's the chapel. The outer part that you're seeing right there is where the rooms are, like where the orrery and the office were.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I see it now.
And that part's only about like 15 feet high or so. And the central building with the main room is higher, more like 30 feet tall.
It's just one of those things about the fog of war. Sometimes I get confused. I thought that was a second building. I got you now.
Mm-hmm. Rook, a moment later, as you look up, you see Nika holding one of the gold raven bones. And he sort of looks over at you and just sort of says, you know, we should rebuild it.
The 10-man...
We don't have the technology. Yeah.
We don't have the $6 million.
$6 million gold.
So the Tin Man normally is be like, hey, you know, magical parts of magical being, let's throw these in the sack, right? In fact, I was going to try and loot the thing, but Tin Man cocks his head and goes, what do you mean rebuild it?
Well, it seems to me like that there's something important about this raven, like... Maybe I think maybe us killing it has like cosmically imbalanced things. I don't know. It's a feeling. It's a strong feeling.
I want to scream, "Have you met us?" But I'm not there. I feel like this.
You've forgotten the part where it tried to kill us.
We are a cosmic imbalance.
New party name.
I'll run back around the way and say, "Hey guys, come over here. I can get us through this wall."
We can come back and put it together once you've shown us where the graffiti is.
Like, well, you could go on ahead. I...
Dave, how arcana wise, how well does that ring true with me about cosmic imbalance? With
roll an arcana graffiting? Check.
Okay.
Great roll. Good roll.
Nat 1, but plus 10.
Seems. A little weird, but not impossible. You are in a very strange netherworld of planes. Who knows?
Hey, Grandmama, can you just, like,
what happened?
Knock him out and drag him along, please?
I mean, I can.
As cool as this sort of nightmarish hellscape is, the more the weeks go by that we give Dave the opportunity to build it, the more complicated and terrible it's going to get for us. So I feel like we should exit stage left as soon as possible.
Yeah, hey, Troy, you don't have protection from good and evil prepared, do you?
I thought I had.
I'm sorry I did not open that app.
I thought I had that as a ritual. I don't.
Nope.
But if you knock him out, I can cast Tensor's Floating Disc, and we can drag him behind us.
Nika seems to get frustrated and sort of grabs another of the gilded bones and starts walking towards Rook. And like, look, this will be easier, go a lot faster, you just help me. And he's holds out a bone towards you.
I'll take the bone, and I will put it in my bag of holding. Say thanks.
Now take off with it.
Bye.
Check the inventory of your sheet.
You have been cursed. Congratulations.
Like in Foundry?
Yep.
Dave, did you mean in Foundry?
Yes, in Foundry.
So here's the thing is, God, this is frustrating. Every time the Foundry for me.
You broke up there a bit.
And I can't hear y'all are saying.
Yeah, how do I turn down the wind sounds?
If you go over to the music icon, top right.
I've got every bar dragged down to zero.
We had this issue last time. Somebody had to refresh
the page. That was what fixed it last time.
Troy was experiencing it, as I recall.
Yep, that cleared it.
Yeah.
I get trashed and remember things.
The thing is, every time I switch to Foundry,
for everybody?
Every time you switch to Foundry, what, Craig?
Every time I switch to Foundry, my Discord pauses.
Jeff had that issue last time. It was a audio setting for mics or something, maybe. It's switching what it thinks you're talking on, I believe. Do you remember, Jeff? I remember you saying something about this.
No, I don't remember.
I would like to do something.
And what would that be?
I am going to lay a hand on our friend who's acting strange and cast Greater Restoration. Because I feel like he is being
compelled,
charmed or something.
Okay, let me look at the text of that. Okay, so you can end an effect on a target. What is sort of effect are you trying to end? It's because it's a bullet point list.
Like if he's being, is what I'm looking for. Like he's,
what was that?
That he's being charmed. So I'm trying to get rid of that effect if that is happening.
Okay. So you dispel any charm effects that may be on Nika as you place a hand on his shoulder. And a moment after you do, he just sort of like flinches away. He's like, what are you doing? Come on, help. Here. And he picks up one of the rib bones, holds it out towards you.
Grandma. Like
the darkness.
I have a spell for this, but I don't have it prepared. So if you could knock his ass out, I think that would help.
Yeah, but isn't he our guide?
He doesn't have to be conscious for the next 10 minutes or so, right? We know roughly where we're going. In fact, as long as I'm still pinging, I know better than he does where we're going. But we need to hurry, because I have a compass in my head for an hour or something.
Yes.
I don't remember. I wrote an asinine thing on my summary. Walk through Dark Souls area, comma, end up dead, probably was what I wrote as a summary instead of anything useful.
I mean, at least it's accurate.
I thought it was perfect to let me know what the spell is, because I'm probably never using it after this session. But...
Oh, I mean, I have the text of the spell if you need to see that.
I just remember it was like an hour, and I could kind of compass my way in the direction. So we're running out of time for my compass to tell us where we're going.
I'm looking to see if I have any helpful spells in this situation. Hey, no. No. JJ.
Roll charisma.
No. Come on.
Schroeder, edit out JJ at that point. Because otherwise it just sounds like he's rolling something really persuasive.
Nika, no. No.
There we go. Clip that in there. And then boop him on the nose.
Good boy. Hey, that is not yours.
Also applies.
All right, fine. You can have it.
It is an hour, right?
Yeah, concentration up to an hour. Have you cast any other concentration spells?
No comment.
Like banishment, maybe?
Nope.
No, it doesn't sound even a little familiar.
Not even a little bit. Stop making our guide useful.
Where is that gnome?
Yeah. Which gnome?
I'm going to... Our wizard gnome.
Oh, that gnome.
I'm around the corner. I'm trying to go to the next part, and you guys keep playing with bones of dead things, which normally I'm down for, but...
I don't know where you are. I'm walking ahead to look for you.
We weren't off to.
Did I go the wrong way?
The other question I have is, Rook, have you looked at the item?
The bones?
Yeah.
Or something else?
Yeah, the bone.
I literally took it from him and just put it right in my bag.
Right. I know. I'm asking you to look at the description.
Oh. Oh, right. Sorry.
I'm presuming that the next plot point is written in your character sheet and Dave would like you to reveal it, please. Survey says.
So, Troy, I think the answer was curse.
Yeah.
Kellen, we need you back.
It's a good thing he broke up. I'm pretty sure he was telling you to come back and fix the bird.
At this point, I'm coming back and saying,
we need you back here.
What is taking you all so long? We need to get moving.
We need to reassemble the bird.
Normally, I would say that's a fantastic idea because I like raising dead things, but only if I can control them. And it took everything I had to make it disappear for roughly 60 seconds, so I'm not a big fan of bringing it back.
Over the wind, Nika shouts, "That was last time!" as he like picks up an armful of them and begins carrying them towards like the altar that's in the middle of the chapel.
It's a great spot. I'm going to start picking up bones and helping him carry them to the middle.
I turn to look at Nushka and Alec and say, "Fireball's my next solution. I can just vaporize them."
Yeah, let's not do that.
I lick my finger, one fireball coming
up. This would go a lot faster if you would help.
Can I cast detect magic on the bones?
Sure. Are you doing it as a ritual, or are you just going? Well, you probably don't want to wait that long.
No, I have a wand. I'll use one of the charges on the wand.
Oh, okay. Yes, you detect a strong enchantment aura on them.
Hey, not surprisingly, these bones are enchanted, folks. Probably shouldn't be touching them.
Nika comes back and says, "What?
Hey, Alec, do you have any healing that you could throw their way?"
I command Claw to start helping me bring bones to the center of the room.
Okay. It happily picks up some in its jaws and begins carrying them over.
You have an ability that goes along with your healing, Alec.
Hey, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
If at some point, I'm going to walk in and observe where they're putting these bones together.
Mm-hmm.
How much of it is bones? You're going to nail me on this and I'm going to get annoyed. So I might as well get it out of the way now. There is something, there's a spell I've got that says corpse. Is a pile of bones a corpse?
I will say no, because this creature was not organic.
Glad I took that spell. Jeff, would you like to knock him out?
Which one?
Unfortunately for Rook, the other guy's more useful now, but...
once I start knocking out one, the other one is going to try and intervene.
Yeah. And Dave,
we need something that's going to break an enchantment. Do either of you have dispel magic?
Yeah, not well, prepared.
Alec knows that it's not a charm effect.
This is go a lot faster if you'd stop talking amongst yourselves and help me move these.
I know, right? Stop being lazy.
A curse isn't technically a spell, rebuild the right?
Correct, Troy.
We will touch Senor Rook and remove curse.
Okay. A moment after casting the spell, Rook, you sort of pause on your way down to pick up another gilded bone and realize what you were doing.
You look back up. Hey, buddy, let's not touch the bones, okay? Why don't you go, walk away?
Maybe we shouldn't rebuild this thing.
Nico walks back. He's like, "What do you mean? If we don't, the whole, weave, the whole everything is all disrupted. Who knows what could happen?"
Yeah.
Mac, I hear Nika, you, man. And
Troy, what was that?
I was going to say I will smack Nika while also casting Remove Curse once again.
Oh, okay. I was about to roll for a grapple.
Well, do go ahead and make a an athletics check, Troy, because he's going to try and dodge away from you.
Have you been doing your cardio there, cleric?
Oh, motherfucker. Well, I rolled a 19 when...
Total?
No. My f***ing sheet disappeared on me. I think I've got a 3.
Well, plus 18 on a...
So, 22.
Okay. He jerks away, but you just managed to touch his arm and cast the spell. And a moment later, he just sort of, like, looks down and just, like, drops the bones he's carrying. And it's like, holy shit.
Yep, so let's be done with the bones and get the hell out of here.
Yes, okay, yes, I agree. Let's go.
Onward.
No bones, no bones. Did you guys want to look at the other stuff in the other rooms?
Nope, let's go.
F*** your lore, on with the game.
Just ask.
I thought we had done that last time.
I will command Claw to stop moving bones. Hey, Kellen, you might want to look at this giant...
Claw,
what was that, the orrery or something?
Claw looks over at Rook, after he gets the command, sort of like draws back a little bit and then shakes its mechanical head and keeps carrying the bones over back towards the altar.
I cast Fireball at 6th level on Claw. Can we move on now, please?
You don't have a 6th level slot.
I don't anymore. 5th level. Yeah. I cast it twice.
I'm going to look sadly at Claw, go, nope, bad boy, bad dog. Yours.
Mechanical ears droop a little
bit. There you
bit.
Go, Schroeder. Cut in my audio earlier of telling JJ. Cody, do you have any interest in looking at this orrery?
I don't think so, because I think that we need to get out of here before this hellscape swallows us. Especially if Dave's going to be a huge prick about saying, I don't know where I'm going now. Because it's in the rules or some shit.
All right.
Do any of you have a good idea about how to get through this gate? I can cast another spell, but I'll have to burn a pretty big one.
I don't know what gate you're talking about. Where are you going?
This way, where there's a giant shadow of a gate. Right over here.
Yeah, this way does not give me any description. I need a direction, please.
It's a giant real pinging quick, thing Alec. That says my name.
Right, Alec. Like...
Sorry, Troy. Do you have another spare spell slot to remove curse from Claw?
I mean, not if you want me to be any kind of use later.
Third level. It's spell. Okay to say no. I'm just asking. I'm gonna have to ask.
I've used Foundry to draw giant lines towards it.
If you want me to be much use later on, I could use some healing.
Hey. That's not yours. JJ, that's not yours.
Claw picks up another bone and trots back happily towards the altar.
Okay. After he sets it down, Rook is going to attempt to grapple Claw.
Okay.
So what is that? Opposed strength checks?
You make an athletics check. Claw rolls a 15.
Hey, Dave, does this sewer grate appear to actually be functional?
Plus 5.
It probably could be.
20 plus 9.
Okay. You very firmly have Claw in a wrestling grapple thing. Hold. That's the word I was looking for.
I'm going to literally carry him out of the church.
Okay. It's going to struggle. Not violently, but it does, you know, try to get away and wriggle. But you can carry it slowly, like 5 feet at a time.
Where are we going?
No idea.
Straight south to the shadow o' the portcullis. This away. I'm going to pull up that grate. Does the sewer appear to go anywhere?
I think we're both on different maps. That's why we can't see Kellen.
Oh, Alec, let me move you back over to the right one.
I mean, I see you guys around me. I was drawing all kinds of like goofy symbols on it.
Yeah, was not seeing that at all.
Okay, so Kellen's lifting up the sewer grate?
Yes. Can you see my goofy drawing now, Troy?
Goofy drawing, you mean boxes?
Yeah.
Just go ahead and make a strength check, Kellen. Or athletics, I should say.
Also no? Sure.
Nika will come and assist once he sees what you're doing.
I just want to see what's down there. That gives me advantage, right?
Well, he'll just roll separately.
Well, he'll do a lot better, I'm sure. I get
we're doing that.
Gentleman's 8.
Okay. Nika gets an 18. So between the two of you, you are able to wrench it out of place with a sort of shrieking of metal. Then you toss it to the side.
Cast dancing lights and just see what's going on down there.
Okay. You send them down and see a ladder sort of built into the shaft going downward. And then at the bottom, a sewer tunnel that appears to be going in the same direction as the street. It does appear that it would go under the gate.
All right, gents, do I burn a fifth level spell or do we go through the sewer?
I got buried back. My dog's eating a Sharpie.
Jeff, you were saying?
Just saying sewer.
All right. Craig's not here to say anything, so I push Rook down the sewer to see how far the fall is.
You probably get a little bit of a, all right, I'm going. It's about probably 20 feet below the surface of the road. And he gets down there and yells up something that you can only really hear because he's somewhere where wind isn't. But you can just barely hear him yell out, "It's dry!"
I'll float down since I've still got my boots of flying on.
Okay. You get down there and it is indeed a dry sewer. It doesn't look like there's been any water running through it in any time recently.
At least we can hear each other down here.
That's true. And presumably everybody else follows you in some manner or another. Although Claw is still resisting. So maybe he gets tossed down.
I got no problem throwing him down there. I've killed several of his predecessors already.
I'm sorry, I've missed the last couple minutes.
Okay. People are heading down into the sewer. Claw got tossed down there and then wrangled again. The sewer is dry. There hasn't been water in it in some very long time. And the sewer appears to follow the road, which should take you underneath the gate.
Okay, let's go.
Are we doing any healing or did we do that already?
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to take my spot firmly behind everyone. Although I don't know if this is correct.
If what's correct?
Well, I'm showing that I'm way down on health on this, but I'm showing on my sheet that I'm at full health.
Well, you're certainly not at full health, I don't think.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I know I'm not.
I know I got smacked around. I just think maybe I didn't write it on my old character or on my own character sheet. So I was just wondering what the number is. Because how do I see that? It doesn't seem...
Oh, and I even remember you asking about whether or not the health would be static in Foundry.
Yeah, because I'm at 31 out of 87 based on Foundry.
Oh, yeah. You do have a few temporary hit points still. One other thing I would like to meta remind you of as players is the song that Oberon taught you. I will just sort of meta tell you that it is not a single-use thing, so you don't have to hoard it.
Did we ever find out what the effects of it were? I mean, other than being a badass magic Sylvan song?
No, he did not explicitly tell you what it did. Just that when you expected to be going into danger, that it could help.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff, you want to sing a little ditty and see what happens?
I was actually kind of wondering about the healing, because I'm at like 50 out of 170. Did we lose Troy?
I'm not sure.
No. I'm just like waiting for you to shut the fuck up so I can say something. No. What is the best one to do? Let's see. Yep, I will do mass cure wounds.
Okay, what level?
Just at the fifth level, because I don't think I have a sixth anymore.
Okay.
Oh, that's wow. That's good. Okay, so back. That is 16, 22, 27 points.
Woo!
Everybody.
You said 27?
Yes.
Cool.
So that's the whole. A lot of us can get that.
It's still just healing. Is that what we're doing?
Although, yes. I suppose. Is Claw with us or not?
Claw is with you. He is currently being grappled by Rook still, as it's trying to get back to the chapel.
Actually, Dave, I was going to ask you about that. Considering that I have constructed Claw, what, 5 times now?
Mm-hmm.
Have ability to access like a shutdown feature?
Sure. That makes sense to me.
Give him the old ONOFF treatment.
Went off again. Yeah, I would like to attempt to shut down Claw.
Okay.
So I don't have to keep...
Just to set the precedent, I'll say that it takes a minute in order to like take out the, you know, like processing core or whatever it is, magically speaking, or put it back in.
Make sure you blow on it first.
Oh, man, the tracking ball got all dusty.
Didn't you at one point figure out how to take his legs off? And
I'm sure. I mean, I assembled him multiple times. Yeah, we did break him down at one point, I think.
We were talking
about
him in the bag of holding.
His processing core is totally an NES cartridge.
Has Pipsqueak been injured at all?
No.
Okay, well then I will say if Rook or if Claw has been injured, he can get some of that healing, and then
our NPC
because I can get up to 6 people.
Nika's also okay, actually, since he mostly hid behind the corner during that fight.
Okay, well, I'm just
how
saying.
Much is it?
I got 6 to give around, so everybody but Pipsky gets 27.
Can I have 2 or 3 of those?
Unfortunately, not.
Yeah.
While he's doing the healing, I'll hum the song since the DM suggested we might want to do that.
Okay. So that'll take you a couple minutes longer than it takes Rook to deassemble and reassemble Claw.
Disassemble.
At least the main functioning part of it. That hard reset, Rook, does appear to work since, in essence, you have sort of killed it and recreated it.
I was expecting to just carry a lifeless body until after we finish.
Ah.
But I'll take it.
Okay. I guess that's on me for not clarifying what you were doing. In the meantime, Kellen.
Dave,
go ahead.
I didn't take a damage as Rook, and I meant to mention to you, I was mistaken about my AC going up so high because I don't have armor infusion on both my shield and my armor. I can only have them.
Gotcha.
And, so anyway, my AC is not actually as high as it was in the last session.
Okay. Thank you for checking.
Confusion about the new rules from Tasha's.
Right. Okay.
And whatnot.
Kellen, you end up singing the song in the sewer where it you get a nice reverb effect going on.
Dope.
And for most of you, it's probably the prettiest thing you've ever heard come out of Kellen's mouth.
Oh, shut up.
I mean, that's a low bar anyways.
The greatest adventure is what lies ahead today and tomorrow. Have yet to be said. Cut me off because I'll keep going.
Anyone who doesn't get that reference, I feel sorry for your...
I got them on VHS, Craig. You come over and watch them anytime.
Okay.
I think I've got one of them on VHS.
After the song is complete, all of you down there feel incredibly buoyed, like rested and vivacious even. You are currently all benefiting from the effects of a hero's feast.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
So that means no disease and poison, you're immune to poison or being frightened, and you make wisdom saves with advantage. Your hit point max increases by 2d10, which I'll go ahead and roll real quick. 9.
I feel like we got dicked there on the 2d10.
I mean, it's pretty average.
Pretty average. For how long does that last?
24 hours.
So that overrides the 5 we already have, so it should be 9, right?
It's not this isn't additive. These aren't temporary hit points. These are, it increases your maximum.
Oh, interesting.
And you gain the same number of hit points.
So I would go, so I should be at 14 and 14, right? Does that work right?
Yes.
So I should go up by another 9. I'm totally screwing this character sheet up, I think, but that's okay. 9 and 8, 17, so 67.
There's little slots below the main hit points to put temporary.
I did. It didn't do anything.
You have to like subtract them separately, it seems, but yeah. It's not the most intuitive.
Who knew that 70 soft rock could be so vivacious and buoying?
Oberon, apparently.
So we're all down in a sewer now?
Yeah. Singing.
Jeff,
tinkering with mechanical dogs.
Jeff, would you like to lead the party?
Sure.
Okay, so Nika goes with you, Nushka, and only have to go about 100 yards or so before you spot another ladder set into the side of the wall, which you are able to ascend, knock the manhole cover out of the way, and find yourselves back out on the dark, windy streets, but on the other side of the portcullis.
Cool. I will lead the way up.
Okay.
Ipsy and I.
Once there, Nika says, okay, one second, and sort of like walks around the building a little bit and sort of looks in a few different directions. Says, okay, I think I've got my bearings. Follow me. And as you set off, Alec, are you still using your light on your shield?
Probably, since I can't see really otherwise in the dark.
Okay. As you go then, before long, you begin once again seeing out of the corner of your eye the vague shadows and silhouettes of creatures following you.
Spoopy.
It's not...
You know what?
What?
Oh, sorry. Alec, if you'd like, I could give you dark vision. You could turn off your light. Then we'd all be dark vision, I believe, right?
Yeah.
How can you do that?
As a touch spell.
He gouges out your eyes and you spend 10 years adapting to the sound.
Yeah, it lasts for 8 hours.
Yeah. Assuming you're good with it, I'll cast dark vision on you.
But if I'm doing that, then I'm losing. I feel like these shadowy things are not going to be seen as well.
Yeah, but they're following the light.
It's just like the end of Shaun of the Dead. We all have to go. And then they'll just think we're one of them.
Like, it's still 60 feet. Can you see farther than 60 feet now with the light?
Currently 40 feet.
Yeah, so you'll see them even better with dark vision.
Dark, you only see shades of gray in dark vision, so I don't think it's going to make us see shadow figures better. It's an assumption that they're drawn to the light, you know, sure, but... Or are we now more susceptible to attack because maybe they're avoiding the light?
This is the inside of the wall, right, Dave? Just so I can get my bearings?
Yeah, you're on the other side of it.
Okay.
I mostly just put you there for reference.
Oh, okay. I won't explore then. Kellen was going to start looking around. I didn't know if I could explore the map or not.
No, we're basically done with this.
Troy, okay. I'm not going to cast it on you unwillingly. It's just an option if you want it.
Oh, that was a cool loading bar.
You see?
No, I'm not saying I don't want it. I'm just trying to talk it out.
Yeah.
I imagine things would see us less with dark vision.
And they would see them less.
No, I think they would ignore us.
Is my point.
All right.
Okay.
Shield guy, go first. We'll find out. You might be the light on the anglerfish.
I will turn off my shield light.
Okay. I'll give you dark vision.
Okay. Just update that real quick. Torch off. Dark vision on. Cool. Wait, did that not work? Is Nika also giving off light? Shouldn't be. Oh, yep. For some reason, he was. All right. Okay. So Nika with Nushka next to him leads you off through the dark city, once again making for a dim light in the distance on top of a bell tower. And even though the light is now gone out on Alec's shield, you do still seem to feel and occasionally see creatures following you. And as you continue on for the next 5-10 minutes, it almost seems like they might be even getting a little more daring, getting a little closer.
Please,
waiting a little bit longer.
Are they coming behind us?
What?
Are they coming behind us?
Mostly behind you, yes.
Nushka lags back.
You guys ever get that feeling where you hate being right? So I'm getting that right now.
Must be a unique feeling, Troy.
Okay. Nushka, what are you doing when you lag back?
She'll stop behind everybody, plant her sword on the ground, and thump her chest, and signal come on.
You know, if you're just going to throw yourself at targets, I'm not going to just keep healing you, you know.
He didn't heal me anyway.
Oh, burn.
I didn't? Didn't? Okay.
No, I take it back. That. You gave me 20-some points.
Nope. Didn't heal you.
Troy is in a pissy pants mood.
Ungrateful assholes.
Classic.
Welcome to what it feels like when we didn't have to fight the Raven.
Jeff,
I'll roll intimidation. I'll whatever.
Okay. I'm gonna pull a classic one here. Are you sure?
Even brought some bees out for that one.
Dave, did we just pass through? What's our environment look like? Did we just pass through a narrow opening, perchance?
You're on still sort of close city streets. You've turned off that larger road that you were on, like that the chapel was next to, onto smaller ones that are maybe 10, 15 feet wide.
Yeah, did Jeff you answer whether or not you're doing this for real?
Oh, I think he's already done it. I think it's just a question whether or not the intimidation roll's worth shit or not.
I mean, if we're going to keep going, we'll keep going. But if something's coming at us, then we'll deal with it. I'll hang back to the back of the group either way. If I see that's where the threat's coming from.
Okay, I'm going to make an intimidation check.
I'll roll it in the...
I'll use dancing lights to uplight her dramatically, like those old like Boris Karloff like movie posters. So she's like, "Rrr."
The old hold the flashlight beneath your chin thing.
Dude, that fucking works. That's a shit roll, Jeff.
All right.
No, never mind.
Yeah, it's only a 7. I thought I had a better intimidation.
You're saying that the wizened small old woman is super intimidating by design?
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Now you raise that sword covered in blood, you know, circumstantial bonus.
You, as you hang back, you see a bunch of creatures closing in on you. You see more of those humanoid folks that you saw earlier with the grayish skin and the either bandages or something like that tied over their eyes, something cloth, as well as it looks like some sort of ghoul that begin closing in. And you can tell pretty quickly that if you stay alone, you're probably going to get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
How many of those do I have? I scream, "How about a little fire, Scarecrow," and drop a fireball right in the middle of the road where they're coming at her.
Okay. What level?
5th level, please.
Okay.
I like to make a point.
You ruined my fun.
I mean, Kellen's just got all the one-liners. What can I say? The anecdotal things that I definitely wouldn't know. Let's see. Where the shit is it? There it is. 86. So
how wide is this walkway?
He said it was 15 feet wide and fireball's 20 feet.
Yeah, at the moment.
Are they all in the walkway or are they up on the rooftops? Like, what's our situation here?
It's about to be bright, gents.
It's sort of, they're coming from whatever direction is convenient. Think of it almost like wolves in a forest.
Okay. I guess what I'm wondering is, are there narrow pathways between buildings on us? Like, are they coming from like 360 or mostly from behind us?
Like 270. You're still keeping ahead of them as long as you're moving.
The deck save would be 17 for these creatures if you need to roll it.
Okay.
The fireball damage is 37.
Okay. If I do... No, it doesn't work. I was hoping I could use the apply button, but it'd have to actually be a roll.
Which, after my non sequitur, that totally has no application in your world, Kellen will run up and tug on Grandmama's shirt and say, you know, maybe we should just keep moving, if that's all right with you.
Yes.
Thanks. Cool.
Yeah, let's go.
I appreciate we can agree on this, but I like the gumption.
Okay. You know, it certainly does appear to singe and wound a number of them. But even the ones that, like, sort of fall back, others take its place before long. And Nika, sort of nervously looking over his shoulder as you keep going on, says, sort of hangs back a little bit so that he can get close to the group and yells, "There's a bridge coming up. We can probably lose them there. There's a gate we should be able to leave behind."
Sounds great. Carry on.
And you get to it. You find a portcullis that is raised up in the gate, and it appears to have been partially melted or something. Like the ends of it that are dangling down appear all twisted and warped. Nika just sort of looks up at it, goes through and says, well, maybe not this one. And then as you run out onto the bridge, it's wide. It's like a 40-foot wide bridge, like more like a thoroughfare sort of thing. And it appears to be arching over a wider road below, far below, like an urban canyon sort of situation. There are a few statues that seem to be just sitting alongside the bridge that are holding candles that are somehow lit despite the wind. And as you run out onto the bridge, you realize after a moment that there is a figure in the middle of it towards the other end. And it's glowing, not like a soft glowing, like a fiery sort of glowing.
Does this figure appear to be looking in our general direction?
It does.
I'll ask Nika, any idea who that is?
Nothing good, he yells back. And a moment later, you see the silhouette against the figure. You see the silhouette of a long chain that gets sort of raised up and then swung down towards the bridge. Guess what time it is? It's time for initiative.
Hug time!
And you still have a few of the ghouls and other creatures following you.
Were any of them
threw that fireball at them
damaged?
Yes. So if you go over to the encounter tab in Foundry, you can roll initiative there with just the one click on the die.
You and your magic fanciness. Where's my turtles with shotguns, Dave?
In another game?
If anybody gets a 3D printer, all I want is turtles with f***ing shotguns, please.
That sounds like a Mutants and Masterminds sort of thing.
It's an old story I tell about the guy who DM'd for us when I was in, like, junior high. And the only f***ing thing, the only figurines he had were turtles with shotguns.
That's right, I remember that.
Everything was turtles with shotguns. You fought goblins, it was two turtles with shotguns. You fought a f***ing dragon, it was a turtle with a shotgun. Okay, apparently everyone else has figured this the f*** out. How do I do this?
Your character sheet and click on the word initiative.
It's actually easier if you click on the fist icon top right next to the chat one.
Yeah, I see that. Oh, I hit the die button.
Yeah, just hit the d20 by your...
That's a way better roll than I would normally roll. That's a 15. Although it is cool to see that there are things like Biomol ghouls and dark voices.
F***ing names showing up.
I saw a dark voice. I saw a dark voice pop up in the chat log for a second, and I thought you had changed your name in the game. Kellen's name.
Dark voice.
I'm sort of surprised you saw it come up in the chat log, because the only thing I've rolled for them is initiative.
It was before we got to combat, back like...
I think it's when he loaded the battle map behind us. I saw a loading screen go across.
Oh.
I bet that loaded thing, the textures and shit in.
It literally flashed up for a second and then disappeared.
Fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, in front of you, you see a creature that it doesn't just appear to be armored. It appears to be armor. It looks like there is nothing but fire inside this armor. It's wearing a helmet with two large curved horns on top, and it is holding a long, long spiked chain in one fiery hand.
I would like to note that it is not on the initiative tracker.
Oh, isn't it? Damn it.
That means it's initiative zero. All right. Well, 3 out of the 4 party members rolled well. Congrats. Seems Foundry
rolled nat 20s.
I say it seems Foundry also knows that I should roll like dog shit.
Well, you went above some of the enemies, so you're, you know, not the worst.
Not enough of them.
Can I concede my spot to Nushka?
Sure, that's fine with me.
I like that call. I do indeed.
I mean, you had tied initiatives, so technically you had go at the same time, so sure.
I reach into bag, pull out blue gem and throw it to land at the ground in front of the big fiery armor to bust open a water elemental.
It's an infernal knight.
A water elemental, you say?
I don't hate the idea, Craig. I would suggest we all move away from each other, though.
I'll probably, step to the side here after throwing that.
Because based on the description and the fact that this is supposed to be very Dark Souls-esque, I'm going to imagine he has some sort of line attack with that chain, so lining up in straight lines is probably a terrible choice.
Oh, yeah, we have the measuring tools.
Okay, so I need a water elemental.
Don't we all need a water elemental?
Basically.
Everybody needs a water elemental.
Dave, I know you're busy doing that. When you're done with that, Claw is lacking his dark vision.
Oh, I forgot that Claw had dark vision. Okay.
When I click on his token, he can't see shit.
Yeah, okay. No, whoops. I want water elemental.
Want to hippopotamus for Christmas.
User
code. Why didn't that work?
I lack permission to update tokens, but I'm not doing anything.
We might be seeing an error. Well, Dave's the one who's updating tokens.
Yeah, but it shot an error message across my screen saying I wasn't allowed to do something.
Damn it, Bobby. Why isn't this working? Whatever. The stats are there. That's the important part. Except it's a large creature, so I need to change the size. Where are you putting this rook?
I was going to throw it in front of the, right in front of the big, you said Infernal Knight?
Yes, that's what it's called in the...
Initiative set called it that. I didn't mention that.
It's just way more exciting and picturesque for an audience to not go, I throw it in front of the big dude.
That's fair.
You can call it whatever the hell you want, but I like that there are things called Bill Maul ghouls and dark voices, so I want to use them.
That's fair. Does it act on your turn?
I don't know.
I would assume, like most summon things, it probably rolls its own initiative, right? And gets added to this massive initiative tracker?
I'm pulling it up.
So breaking the stone is essentially casting,
Conjure Elemental?
Because I think with Conjure... At least some of the summoning stuff I do, it gets its own initiative.
Yeah, it is Conjure Elemental.
Okay, looking that up. Conjure Elemental. Call forth an elemental servant, choose an area, blah, blah, blah. That fills a 10-foot
cube. Initiative for it, and it has its own turns.
Okay, then I will roll and add it to the combat tracker there. It goes immediately after the knight.
Oh, God damn it, even it rolled a better initiative than me.
Okay, so that's you, Rook, right?
Bonus or action.
Claw?
Claw's going to run forward and get up next
give me,
to
let me
the,
give it vision real quick.
Sure.
There you go.
Thank you. It's going to run up and bite the big fiery armory dude.
It's like a chihuahua fighting Andre the Giant here.
Let's see. He's got plus 6 to hit. I don't suppose a 14 hits.
14 will not hit, no.
That's my...
Okay, so as Claw's jaws scrape off of the metal armor, it goes to Nushka, who is hanging towards the back of the party and has a number of ghouls and these dark ashen figures advancing towards you.
Mm-hmm. Nushka is going to take the dodge action.
Okay.
And she will spend a hit die.
Mm-hmm. Get some of that health back.
Yep.
Okay, and then Pipsqueak? Well, no, wait. Pipsqueak has their own initiative. Oh, but Claw does not have their own initiative. Right, let me remove Claw from there.
So that's 30 hit points back.
Very nice.
Wow.
And Pipsqueak will dash forward.
Oh, because you're still riding Pipsqueak. Got it.
Yep. Yeah, I...
So right up to the ghouls, okay?
Yeah, I'll keep them off of the rest of the party. Still can't deselect them. That's interesting. Yeah, I would put Nushka on top of Pipsqueak, but...
Okay, I got you.
Thank you.
Is that where you wanted to be?
That's fine.
Okay, so right up next to one of these ghouls, 10 feet from another, 10 feet also from one of these dark figures. Alec, we're to you.
I have something fun I wanted to do, but I don't know that it actually would do anything, like, mechanically. Like, it just seems like a fun idea.
Well, that is why we're playing the game.
I know, but I legitimately don't think it's going to actually do anything, because I don't think it's, like...
Well, pitch it to
you
me.
You said this is basically a suit of armor with some sort of fire demon or something inside, right?
Something like that, yeah.
So I was looking at create water, but I don't think that just, like, a huge thing of water is going to, like...
Create water, I think, anything. Is a 10-minute cast time, isn't it?
Nope, it's an action.
You could make a Arcana or Religion check, if you'd like, to see if Alec has character knowledge about whether or not that might be effective.
It's a 23.
Okay. You think it likely that the water would essentially just become steam and do nothing other than probably make a fog cloud of some sort?
Okay.
That it would probably have to be quote-unquote weaponized water for it to really do anything.
Right, right. Okay, that makes sense. Well, in that case, I am going to cast Dawn right, like, here.
Okay, Dawn. That is not in the SRD, and therefore it's not coming up on my search. I have to actually look it up, though. Old-fashioned way.
Creates a 30-foot radius, 40-foot high cylinder of sunlight.
And how long does it last?
For 1 minute.
Very nice.
See, you still got to do your thing you wanted to do.
Wait, dawn or daylight?
Dawn.
That's like the bigger version, right?
This is not in the PHB, yeah. Is it?
It's in Xanathar's.
Okay. No wonder I wasn't finding it easily.
I mean, yes and no, Craig. I mean, this one does, like, actual damage along.
Okay, remind me, what was that radius? Cool.
30-foot radius, 40-foot high.
Is it bright light?
It is bright light, sunlight. Then I will need con saves from...
And where were you putting it? Right by Nushka? Or?
Yeah, like, right, basically right there.
Okay, got it.
I know you want to put it there... But for thematic effect, can you put it one square behind Nushka so that she, like, has this badass grandmama silhouette? Because that would be dope.
Sure. Right behind Nushka.
Because...
Writing Pipsqueak.
Cool D&D characters don't look back at fucking explosions. Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.